Passive aggression is so common in daily life that you have to know how to play defense as well as offense. By all means, use the strategy yourself. It is too effective to drop from your armory. But you must also know how to deal with those semi-conscious passive-aggressive types so prevalent in the modern world, recognizing what they are up to before they get under your skin, and being able to defend yourself against this strange form of attack. Most often, their behavior is relatively harmless. Perhaps they are chronically late, or make flattering comments that hide a sarcastic sting, or offer help but never follow through. These common tactics are best ignored. Just let them wash over you as part of the current of modern life, and never take them personally. You have more important battles to fight. There are, however, stronger, more harmful versions of passive aggression, acts of sabotage that do real damage. A colleague is warm to your face, but says things behind your back that cause you problems. You let someone into your life who proceeds to steal something valuable of yours. An employee takes on an important job for you, but does it slowly and badly. These types do harm, but are excellent at avoiding any kind of blame. Their modus operandi is to create enough doubt that they were the ones who did the aggressive act. It is never their fault. Somehow, they are innocent bystanders, helpless, the real victims in the whole dynamic. Their denials of responsibility are confusing. You suspect they have done something, but you cannot prove it. Or worse, if they are really skillful, you feel guilty for even thinking them at fault. And if in your frustration you lash out at them, you pay a high price. They will focus attention on your angry, aggressive response, your overreaction, distracting your thoughts from the passive-aggressive maneuvers that got you so irritated in the first place. The guilt you feel is a sign of the power they have over you. Indeed, you can virtually recognize the harmful variety of passive aggression by the strength of emotions it churns up in you. Not superficial annoyance, but confusion, paranoia, insecurity, and anger. To defeat the passive-aggressive warrior, you must first work on yourself. This means being acutely aware of the blame-shifting tactic as it happens. Squash any feelings of guilt it might begin to make you feel. These types can be very ingratiating, using flattery to draw you into their web, preying on your insecurities. It is often your own weakness that sucks you into the passive-aggressive dynamic. Be alert to this. Second, once you realize you are dealing with the dangerous variety, the smartest move is to disengage. At best, to get the person out of your life, or at the least, to not flare up and cause a scene, all of which plays into his hands. You need to stay calm. If it happens to be a partner in a relationship in which you cannot disengage, the only solution is to find a way to make the person feel comfortable in expressing any negative feelings toward you and encouraging it. This may be hard to take initially, but it may diffuse his or her need to be underhanded, and open criticisms are easier to deal with than covert sabotage. The most effective counter-strategy with the passive-aggressive is often to be subtle and underhanded right back at them, neutralizing their powers. You can also try this with the less harmful types, the ones who are chronically late, for instance. Giving them a taste of their own medicine may open their eyes to the irritating effects of their behavior. In any event, you must never leave the passive-aggressive time and space in which to operate. Let them take root, and they will find all kinds of sly ways to pull you here and there. Your best defense is to be sensitive to any passive-aggressive manifestations in those around you, and to keep your mind as free as possible from their insidious influence. Reversal. The reversal of passive aggression is aggressive passivity, presenting an apparently hostile face while inwardly staying calm and taking no unfriendly action. The purpose here is intimidation. Perhaps you know you are the weaker of the two sides and hope to discourage your enemies from attacking you by presenting a blustery front. taken in by your appearance, they will find it hard to believe that you do not intend to do anything. In general, presenting yourself as the opposite of what you really are and intend can be a useful way of disguising your strategies.